In Peru, there is a bear looking for a new home. If Paddington comes to mind, there's actually a connection. The creator of the character has gotten behind a campaign to help this bear. She's called Cholita. She's a former circus bear, horribly mutilated while in captivity. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro has the story.
To make sure Cholita couldn't defend herself while she was in the circus, her trainer had her teeth smashed out and her paws were partially amputated to remove her claws. Now, because of all that trauma, she's also lost all her fur. Paddington creator Michael Bond has been quoted in the British press as backing the campaign to save Cholita. But Cholita's story is less the stuff of children's books and more of horror films.
She will die alone where she is if we don't take her.
That's Jan Kramer, the head of the group Animal Defenders International. She says Cholita, an endangered Andean bear, was removed by Peruvian authorities about 10 years ago from the circus where she was abused. They've been looking for a home for her ever since.
And they haven't been able to find a permanent home. No zoo will take her because they regard her as ugly. She is the sweetest bear. She's actually quite small, so she's probably been badly fed as a baby, and she never really grew properly.
The group ADI has been working with authorities in Peru and other Latin American nations to stop wild animals from being used in circuses. Their investigations and campaigning work has led to bans in countries across the region. Kramer herself, who spoke to us from Colombia, has been taking part in what is being billed as the largest ever rescue and enforcement operation of wild animals being used in circuses. Working with local authorities, dozens of animals have been seized in raids. Next month, ADI will be bringing some of the 33 former circus lions, monkeys, and other species found in the raids to a sanctuary in Colorado, and they very much hope Cholita will be on that flight. But they're still waiting for approval from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She needs special authorization as she's from an endangered species.
We're going to go collect her on Tuesday, and now all we need is the United States to say yes.
NPR contacted the U.S. Fish and Wildlife authorities, who said they received the application and are processing it in order to expedite the request. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
And you can see pictures of Cholita at npr.org.